This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, we play. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. How do we learn in school? At some point, it's lectures, books, and tests. But not when we start. Not in kindergarten. Kindergarten's roots are found in the work of Friedrich Froebel in the mid-19th century. Froebel was a lifelong educator. He lived at a time when educational principles were being carefully rethought throughout Europe. Maybe children weren't inherently evil, a consequence of original sin. Maybe they were inherently good. If so, what could educators do to nurture this goodness? Central to Froebel's educational philosophy was unstructured activity. Singing, dancing. The plays of childhood are the germinal leaves of all later life, he wrote. Plants were more than just a metaphor for Froebel. He believed children knew how to grow innately, like flowers springing from the ground. The proper way to educate a young child was simply to keep the soil moist and fertile, then let nature take its course. The word kindergarten, coined by Froebel, is composed of the German words for child and garden. It's a place where children can grow. Froebel placed emphasis not only on play, but on toys. Froebelgaben, translated as Froebel's gifts, were a sequence of toys carefully designed to nourish the growing mind. The first gift consists of soft balls attached to strings. The second, a wooden sphere, cube, and cylinder. These are followed by ever more elaborate collections of three-dimensional blocks, two-dimensional tiles, and one-dimensional sticks. Lego, Tinker Toys, Light Bright, and the wealth of creative toys our children play with today are descendants of Froebel's gifts. The son of a Lutheran minister, Froebel was devoutly religious, and it poured over into his educational philosophy. Education that didn't have religion at its foundation was, in Froebel's words, fruitless. Original sin may have been cast out, but God clearly wasn't. To Froebel, play was the free expression of what is in a child's soul, giving joy, freedom, contentment, inner and outer rest, and peace with the world. Froebel also recognized and encouraged women in their role as first educators. The destiny of nations lies far more in the hands of women, the mothers, than in the possessors of power, he once said. We must cultivate women who are the educators of the human race, else the new generation cannot accomplish its task. Not surprisingly, Froebel had a steadfast following of women who embraced and perpetuated his ideas. It wasn't just okay to be a mother. The destiny of nations was in their hands, a destiny that blossomed from the care and nurturing provided in their kindergarten. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.